Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm going to open up with a little ditty.
The tear of your face, Roddy nor the old disgrace, that Blackfoot with him stormed your place, drove you up in the barrens. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will know, they will dare. Now, Fitzwilliam, have your care, fall in the yellow square. Curse and swear,
the trumpet is sounding loudly, the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samier's green veil.
On them the mountaineers, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Bannock and Galloglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the boom.
To our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
Welcome again to the Spirit of America Party. That is a war song, a Gaelic war song. It goes back maybe to the 10th century. In one line in that song says, Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing. You know who Princely O'Neill is in real life in America today? He's the guy killed Bin Laden. And what happened to him recently? The big headline was, the big communist headline in the media that hates America and is trying to destroy it, the big headline was, soldier who claims to have killed Bin Laden arrested for DWI. And then the story goes on to say he was found asleep at the wheel in a parking spot, I think in a strip mall, with the ignition running. Now, the law is, if you're asleep at the wheel with the ignition running, the keys in the ignition, you are subject to be arrested for DWI. Now, let me ask you, if the guy who saved America by putting three bullets in Bin Laden was stopped by you, a police officer, if you came up to his car and seen him asleep with the engine running, wouldn't you shut the ignition off, tap him on the shoulder, and say, sleep, take it easy, buddy, and thanks for your service? This guy was stalked. This guy was watched every day since he came to be known as the guy who clipped Bin Laden. And, of course, the wussies said a real Navy SEAL would never discuss his mission. No, but the Democrats would, when they left the four up on the rooftop to die. Yeah, you don't know what a real Navy SEAL would do, because you were never a real Navy SEAL, unless you're going to say you're a real Navy SEAL like Jesse Ventura, who sues widows and children. Give me a break. There's bad apples everywhere, and Princely O'Neill is not one of them. Princely O'Neill is 100% American. And the first place he went after he killed bin Laden was to the 911 memorial to tell those widows and orphans, I avenged your loved one. But you see, heroes today are not heroes. Losers are heroes today. And speaking of losers, the guy who was known as the boss of New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen, that great American, is attacking the state of North Carolina because they don't want sissies whissing in bathrooms that don't belong to them. So he's boycotting North Carolina. Oh, are you people so lucky? Let me tell you about this rat. This rat made a song famous that everybody likes to chant, and it makes them feel so American. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Yes, we're born in the USA, but we're dodging the draft today. You know the second verse of that song? It's a communist verse. And speaking of communist verses, beware of guys that sing, this land is your land, this land is my land, because they intend to take your land. Second verse of Bruce Springsteen's Communist. And I got to tell you, I got real sick when I saw him on stage with a real American. And I felt so bad that that real American had to be there with a rat. And the real American was Roy Orbison, the guy that wrote about America and how America really truly feels. And I got a YouTube up called 911 Danny Boy, Abu Tam. And it covers 911. And the song, the background music, is Roy Orbison singing Danny Boy. And if you want to see, get a 911 refresher, go to YouTube and get 911 Danny Boy by Abu Tam, A-B-U-T-O-M. Back to Bruce the Rat Springsteen. The second verse in his tune, Born in the USA, one line says, communist line says, sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. The Vietnam War was lost in Chicago, San Francisco, and New York. The troops in the battlefield were betrayed by the Democrats. Democrats get you into war, and they were the ones who sent the boys to die in Nam. And then they left them to die. That's a typical Democrat tactic. They left them to die there while LBJ said, I choose not to run, but he ran. And they had to get Nixon to bail them out. And then, typical communist, they betrayed Nixon. They blamed the entire war on Nixon. Just like when the Clinton Towers came down and Hillary shouted on the floor of the Senate. What did Bush know and when did he know it? But she knew nothing and neither did her bribe-taking husband. Alleged bribe-taker. How's that library coming? Can I see the book on stolen merchandise? Yeah, so back to Bruce the Communist. The line says, sent to Nam to sell the kill the yellow man. American GIs who fought the forgotten war went to Korea to save the yellow man in the South from being killed by the yellow man in the North. And one day we're all going to reopen that Korean War. And guess what? The draft will be coming back. And you're going. Yeah. You better hope you're older than 42. Anyway, in South Vietnam, Americans went to save the South Vietnamese yellow man from being controlled by the North Vietnamese yellow man. So when Bruce Springsteen spews his communist crap, you know what you can do, Bruce? That's the guitar is about the right size. And you know what you can do with it. I'm going to take a break, see if I can get my voice back. I'm going to play for the American troops. American Elvis.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part.
Okay, we're back. That was a real American singing a real American song. It's great to be American, isn't it? I see the pictures of the tourists in Cancun. Oh, by the way, the Castros called Obama the N-word today. Negro. That's what they think of him. They call him the Negro. Yeah, he went and bailed them out, and they said, thank you, Negro. What a jerk he is. He is a real, he's a pawn. I say Trump and Secretariat are on the same winning team. Secretariat commanded his chute, and he ran the race all the way ahead of everybody else. You see how much opposition Trump has got? They have used every dirty trick in the book to stop him. Whole networks have tried to cripple him, led by Fox News. I have no respect for Fox News. I have no respect for all of the quislings that work there. There are only about 5 real good Americans there. You can count them on one hand. And you see Megan Fox is sticking it to him, too. She pulled a Trump on him. Unbelievable. I love Mark Levin. Mark Levin is the most conservative guy you will ever meet, except he's afraid to use the word communist. He says Islamo-fascists. They're Islamo-commos, Mark. Fascism died with Mussolini, hung upside down in 1945. Nazi socialism died with Adolf Hitler, body burned outside the bunker in 1945. Communism is alive and well in the Democrat Party, has been there since the 30s. And Joe McCarthy was right. But the label people who attack anybody that uses the word communist, they call them a McCarthyite. Well, if you call me a McCarthyite, I'll call you a Rosenberg. And then you'll call me an anti-Semite. And then I'll say, not true. Not true. I got foreskin in the game. My hero is Judge Kaufman, who an American Jew who sentenced the Rosenbergs to death. And if you got time and you want to read a one-page document that sentences the Rosenbergs to death, written by Judge Kaufman, it will make you proud to be an American. And you know what he blamed the Rosenbergs for? Starting the Korean War. You got to get Judge Kaufman's sentence of the Rosenbergs. Communism is our enemy, was our enemy, and is still our enemy. When the war came down, it fell on us. And all these fools who call themselves conservatives never mention the fact that we are under the threat of communism greater today than ever before. Bernie Sanders is a communist. And Bernie Sanders is going to show you for the first time in your lifetime how strong communism is in the United States. I say Bernie Sanders is going to pull 40% of the American vote, which is communist. When somebody says they're a liberal, they're a communist. When somebody says they're a progressive, they're a communist. Start learning to use the word communist, because that's who you're fighting, and those are the tactics you're up against. And two great tactics that the communists use are assassination by lie and assassination by ridicule. See what they're doing to Trump? They're lying and they're ridiculing. Wake up, America. You're going to be a stranger in your own land. And it won't be your land anymore. It'll either belong to the government or the Chinese Republic. Whatever happened to the Chinese city being built in Idaho? How come nobody's talking about it? Did it vanish? Only in the media. So I love Mark Levin. After Trump wins, I hope to return to listening to his show, but I can't listen to it anymore. At this point in time, here is what I see. People who would vote for Trump are afraid to say it. They are politically shy. The communist media is the Praetorian Guard for the Caligula Democamos and the Nero Rhino Rats. All the fat cats in high places like Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, the National Repuke, and the Weekly Stand Down. Buckley conservatives want to break Trump's back. Why? He is going to ruin their hold on the people. He's going to pay off the Obama debt, put an end to North Korean and Iranian aggression. He is for farmers, miners, ranchers, the vets, the American worker, American truckers, American military, minus the weaklings that are being seeded into the military to destroy it. He is against special interest, tax waste, the EPA, the BLM, and any agency that hurts the American people. He will make America great again, and he will demand reparations for tax slavery. He will protect all Americans from day one in the womb. He will put an end to issues that divide American. One nation under God, not under guard. Merry Christmas signs. The Camos say he can't get the Latino vote. The Latinos say Viva El Trumpo, Viva Cristo Rey, Vaya Conte Fiesta. Spirit of America party. Let's have a little Amazing Grace. I have a saying, those that divide us will destroy us. Nobody has divided this country more than ever before than President Useless of A, Obama. He is responsible for the decimation of the United States. He has turned everybody against anybody. And he's done it with the help of his Party de la Muerte. And when Trump gets into office and they uncover all the foul deeds that these bastards have done, comes out on One America News, the only media that tells the truth, a lot of Americans are going to be shocked and appalled, which is a Democrat buzzword that the Democrats use when they get caught stealing. You know the difference between a rhino and a demo camo when they get caught stealing? The rhino says, he lies and says, I didn't do it. The Demo Camo says, you can't prove it. I'm dedicating my next tune to all the GIs who gave their lives from 1776 until today. Who gave their lives, whether they died on the battlefield or in a POW camp or in a POW prison named Fort Leavenworth, for serving their country, and because they did a good job, they got 15 years in prison under Obama. For the 214 days in a Mexican prison that Sergeant Tamarisi had to suffer, a Marine sergeant with PTSD who was abandoned by his president, but Bo Birdcall was rescued and exchanged for five top-notch Taliban as a gift to Iran to sweeten the deal on the $150 billion giveaway, peace with Iran. And Bo Birdcall cost the lives of six Americans. Trump said it right. He said, he's a traitor, he should be shot. But if you're a traitor, you get a trip to the White House. But if you're a vet, you're not allowed to go on a memorial to you. If you're a World War II vet, you're not allowed to go on a memorial to you that's open air. And it's closed, and the president blamed the Republicans. Democrats are great at escape and evasion of the truth. So I'm dedicating this to everybody who has died for this country. Everybody that's carrying a war wound, whether it's in your heart, your mind, or on your body. I'm also dedicating this to the 4,700 American babies who will be killed tomorrow in the name of choice. There's no choice for the baby. They won't even accept his absentee ballot when he's right there in the womb, or she, which is even worse. The killing of the helpless seems to be an American pastime ordered by the Supreme Court. And to all of those people that want to divide Latinos from the rest of the country, I say, vete carajo. And I want to let you know that don't let anybody tell you we don't love you. We are crazy about you. We marry your daughters. We like the food. We are Americanos. And Mexicans have been fighting for the United States since the Alamo. There are Mexican names on the Alamo. There are Mexican names on the Vietnam War Memorial. There are Latino names on the Vietnam War Memorial. Latino names on the Pearl Harbor Memorial. There are Latino names on all memorials. You know the most popular killed in action name of a Latino is? It's either Gomez or Garcia. I did a count on the ones who died in Desert Storm, the ones who died in the Gulf War, the ones who died in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I think I came up with 14 Garcias or 14 Gomez's. I can't remember which one. Maybe Garcia. That may be a more popular name. So the next tune is dedicated to all the Latinos who will vote for El Trumpo. Viva El Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya con te fiesta. I left out, we also marry your sons. Our daughters marry your sons.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. So as I said before, I love Mark Levin. After Trump wins, I hope to return to listening to his show. At this point in time, here is what I see. People who would vote for Trump are afraid to say it. They are politically shy. The communist media is, at this point in time, the Praetorian Guard for the Caligula Demo Camos and the Nero Rhino Rats. All the fat cats in high places like Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, the National Repuke, and the Weekly Stand Down, all the phony Buckley conservatives want to break at Trump's back. Why? He is going to ruin their hold on the people. He's going to pay off the Obama debt. He's going to put an end to North Korean and Iranian aggression. He is for farmers, miners, ranchers, the vets, the American worker, American truckers, American military, minus the weaklings. He is against special interests, tax waste, the EPA, the BLM, and any agency that hurts the American people. He will make America great again, and he will demand reparations for tax slavery. It is really sad, really, really sad. He will protect Americans from day one in the womb. He will put an end to issues. Oh, by the way, speaking of womb casualties, tomorrow in the United States, 3,000 American babies, real live American babies, will be hacked to pieces for body parts like a butcher shop. I call abortion clinics Democrat chop shops. 3,000 will be killed by planned slaughterhood. Of the 3,000, 1,200 will be white babies. 1,100 will be black babies. Now, if blacks are 13% of the population, and out of the 3,000, they're killing 1,100, and the whites are killing 1,200, what does that tell you? And 700 Latino babies will be sacrificed, like an Aztec ceremony. It is really sad. Not one will get a reprieve. That's why I call them POWs, prisoners of the womb. The governor's not going to call. And isn't it sad when a mother who's pregnant gets stabbed by a crazy and she loses her life and the baby's life? They only charge the murderer with the murder of the mother, like the baby doesn't count. How would you like to be a fetus in America today? So, what makes Trump so great? He will keep us all safe. He will put an end to heroin deaths. He will build a wall so fast, it will make your head spin. And the Mexican government is going to pay for it. Why not? They steal from us and they steal from their own people. He will put an end to heroin deaths. 10,000 Americans died last year of heroin. Oh, not last year, 2014. 10,000, 2014. Heroin overdoses alone. Can you imagine what it's drugs, with all other drugs combined? Do you know that 10,000 is higher than everybody we've lost in this 9-1-1 war since it began? We lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq. We lost at least, they're covering up the numbers now. It's hard to find the truth. Under Obama, they covered up all the numbers. 2,400, at least, in Afghanistan. Of the 2,400, Bush lost to 461 in his 8 years of office. 461. Obama has lost all the rest. And to cover up his losses, they changed the description of the casualties. They labeled them NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. So the communists are covering up the casualties under Obama. But he's got casualties. Just ask the four guys on the rooftop in Benghazi. Just ask. You'll see a picture on my website, on my blog site tonight, of 47 guys who were on Maybe 33 guys on a CH-47 over Afghanistan. Many were SEALs, and it was a set up ambush and then covered up by the Obama administration. Do you know that the bodies were cremated on the spot? How's that? That's unheard of, you know. Do not come here if you hate us. He will put an end to heroin deaths. He will build a wall so fast it will send a great American message. Come in the right way or go home. He will help good refugees enter the USA once they've been vetted and welcome them to American sanctuary. But he will do it according to the law. Do not come here if you hate us. Only come if you love us and start to blend right away. Guys like Charlie Gasparino from Fix News is a subtle saboteur, making points with waltzing Matilda Murdock by saying, I know Donald Trump, he's a good friend, but beware. Yeah, beware of backstabbing opening lines like Charlie Gasparino's. Beware of communists who say we are all immigrants. Yes, that is true, but the ones who came here before did not come to rob us and defeat us. Kasich has been ordered by the backstabbers. Kasich has been ordered by the backstabbers to stay in the race to stop the magic 1237 Trump is shooting for. At least the demo commos were smarter. Playing by Stalin's rulebook, they allowed Sanders to lose and give Madame LaFosse the win they promised her after Obama. Watch how dirty the rhino rats get if Trump looks like he'll make 1237. Watch the lying polls call Trump dead. Watch Frank Lump Luntz rig his phony polls to call Trump dead. Watch a poopy goldfish from the puke say Melania does not brush her teeth. Trump promised not to start a third party, but he can restart a second one. If the rhino rats and the media government complex denies the voters a truly elected candidate, when Trump and Cruz both realize they are fighting a closed shop, you might see Trump and Ted Cruz join forces. Trump got a great endorsement from the people of the South. You think about that. You think of all of the jokes and all of the insults that Hollywood and the North makes about the Southern people. You would wonder how you could get in there without not getting a brickbat. Right? But the Southern people welcomed Trump with open arms. They made his day. And they made his numbers. So, think about that. He got a great endorsement by the people of the South. And he earned it. He visited 3 states a day. No one has worked harder. Americans love hard work. It's the common thread that unites us all. Hard workers appreciate hard workers. And it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, what color you are, what background you come from. Side by side, working a job, carrying your share is the American way. And that breaks the ice for all kinds of pleasantries. The Trump stoppers say he has no political experience. Why? He can say the envelope, please. True, he does not have a failure speech pre-written. He would not give Iran 150B to buy nukes. Unbelievable. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Oh, the Clintons had a spat. I'll play it for you.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Okay. Black Gold by Frankie Lane. I'm going to give you this tune. What do you know about it? Dolly, remember when they told us we had no oil in America? They've been lying to us for years.
Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we live in a shack, precious black gold. And this girl loves me black, loves me more, more than black gold. I was caught in her web, just like the spider captures the fire, and I knew what is more, I must leave her or die. Marina mine, set me free. Free from black gold, blowing wild, blowing
Trump's only 7 months on the job. That's why I say he's like Secretariat. And he's already number one. Don't underestimate a Trump Cruz landslide. I can see it now. And I tell you, if I was Trump or if I was Cruz and I saw I was getting the shaft and one was being played against the other so that they could run out the clock and then the convention boys will pick somebody like Ryan, Rhino Rat Ryan, I would definitely form a coalition of the willing to take that office. And boy, wouldn't the American people enjoy that? I don't want to see neither of these two guys lose. I don't want to go back to the same old Shiite. And that's all you're going to get. If you elect a politician, all you're going to get is more political BS. And they'll be making their deals and lining their pockets. Trump is the revolution, folks, and you don't realize it. He's only 7 months on the job. He's already number one. I can see it now. Trump Cruz or Trump Carson or Trump Christie, John Bolton, Secretary of State, all bribe-paying ambassadors replaced by vets in wheelchairs. You know, many of those ambassadorships are paid for by donors to a political party. That's how they buy the ambassadorship. Put an end to that and give it to a family that needs the job. A family that has a vet in a wheelchair. One nation under God, not under guard. Merry Christmas signs everywhere, all year long. The Camos say he won't get the Latino vote. The Latinos say, Viva el Trumpo. I'll give you another tune. This one is going to be Brazilian. And we have some friends that just came back from Brazil. And you know, the Zika virus is down there. And they got a lot of mosquitoes. And they tell me that at the cemeteries, they can only bring in, can only plant artificial flowers. They don't want no water in flowers. How's that?
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é de
ay, 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 ay.
Wasn't that nice, a nice sound? You notice the difference between Spanish and Portuguese? And Portuguese is a little more softer and maybe more European sounding. Here's some notifications I got on Facebook. I usually post my shows on Donald Trump's Facebook. And usually there's no editing. They let me go. Free for all. But here are some of the comments as a result of being on Trump's Facebook and on my shows. Here are some of the answers. And speaking of shows, there's a guy named Dennis Michael Lynch, DML. He's on One America News. If you've never seen One America News, try and find it. If you don't have it, you should call your cable company and tell them you want it, because they're trying to squeeze them out. The big boys are trying to squeeze them out. But One America News is very fair, very American. And I only used to watch Fox News. I was Fox day and night. But when I saw the hit on Trump, I said, these guys are no good. Now I'm finding out that there are conservatives that are no good. I always thought a conservative was the number one stalwart. Not anymore. Not anymore. I believe we should form another party. That's why I formed my own party, so nobody could say he's a conservative, he's a Republican. I'm the Spirit of America party. I'm soap. And soap makes you feel clean. But I could see MSA, Mainstream America. This way they don't label you. The communists love to use labels. I used to joke. I used to go to the Democrat convention, who threw God out, by the way, on the last convention. Check it out. YouTube, God out. Democrat convention. They lied. They lied. They said he could stay, but they threw him out. Now I forgot what I was going to tell you. So on Facebook, I get notifications like you do. Here you have some notifications. So just looking at one of them, it looks like it's from my brother, my long lost brother. It says one mutual friend. Okay, here are some of the notifications. Andy Lundberg. I'm sorry, I don't use last words, last names, but just Andy and Betty liked your comment. Any American worker who does not vote. 6 hours ago, they picked that up. That's off an old show. Raymond likes your comment. You might say I'm for Trump. I'm for America. 11 hours ago. Jackie says, doo-wops are forever. Sent my baby a telegram. And Pat says, oh, Pat and Shirley and 22 others liked your comment. He was ambushed and murdered. That's Lavoie Finicum. That's the greatest anti-American crime committed by the government in my lifetime. You got to see the video. The poor bastard was out there. He didn't want to draw fire into the car he was driving because there was a girl and a guy in there. So he stepped out of his car in a snowbank, trying to keep his balance. He had his hands outstretched like Christ in Rio de Janeiro. And they shot him once on the left side. They said he was going for a gun. He was right-handed. What right-handed guy puts his gun on the left-hand side? Every picture I saw of Lavoie Finicum, he had his gun holstered on the right-hand side. I believe he was going for the bullet hole that just went through his left side. He was reaching for that bullet hole. But the worst part of the shooting was 16 guys pumped lead into him. And before the others started shooting, one stepped up to him and shot him in the back. The guy was one rifle length away from his back when he pulled the trigger. As easily as he'd done that, he could have tackled LaVoy Finicum, but they didn't want him alive. They wanted to make an example of him. Beware of people who want to make examples of you. They are the worst. So that was 22 others. LaVoy Finicum's wife says they couldn't have an open casket because his face was shot up so bad. If that's true, then you look at the two videos that are up on YouTube. He's not getting any shots in the head. So if she's telling the truth, he had to be shot in the face after he was down and dead. And the one thing I noticed on the video I saw, once he hit the ground, his hand went up in the air. He was still alive. Then his hand dropped. Nobody went over to see if he was alive. They just walked away. Nobody went over to check for a pulse. No one went over to try and resuscitate him. There's going to be a big story and a movie and a lawsuit about that crap. But what's bad is if it could happen to a 69-year-old rancher out in the middle of nowhere, you know what can happen to you. You might end up committing CIA suicide. You know who did? The Washington madam. The D.C. madam. She had the goods on everybody, and she said she was going to use it against them. And then all of a sudden, she was silenced by the courts. And then she was silenced by somebody else, and they said she committed suicide. And that means if it can happen to her, it can happen to you. But that's not going to happen to me because I'm not doing anything wrong. How do you know you're not doing something wrong? Maybe you said the wrong thing yesterday. Like, I want my freedom. Yeah. Betty says she likes my comment, you only have to see Iceland to see how. Iceland is broke. And the government robbed the people. Kay and Shirley say, and two others liked your comment, caught your show last night. Oh, that was for Lynch on One American News. George replied to your comment on Dick Morris. If George replied to it and he said he didn't like it, and he's not saying he liked it, that means he wants to give me a lecture. I have no time. My time is too valuable. Diane and Donna liked my comment on Western journalism. Rich says he likes my comment on you might say I'm for Trump. Jack says Megyn Whoopi Kelly belongs on The View. That's my comment, and Jack liked it. So I thought I'd just give you a little info, and we're going to jump into a tune, and this tune I'm dedicating to all the kids from divorced families who suffer PTSD. The shock of a parent splitting up is more than they will show. But they're hurting. They're hurting. Their world has just come tumbling down. And the other one is for the 22 guys, the 22 vets who suffer from PTSD or depression, and they're checking out today. Don't do it. Give yourself another day. Watch the sun come up tomorrow. Think about what you're doing. Your country needs you now more than ever. You have paid the ultimate price. Do not take your own life. You didn't allow the enemy to take your life. Don't take your own life. Come back to God and country. We love you, and we want you to be well. Wrong tune.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough.
Here's an issue that nobody's going to touch with a 10-foot pole. But I'm just calling attention to the fact that suicide rate among homosexuals is higher than the rest of the nation. Of course, some people will say it's because they're prejudiced against or they're badgered. But I noticed it back when California was passing a proposition that was negative to the homosexual agenda. I forget what it was. But as soon as it passed, the San Francisco Bridge put up suicide nets. And I hear from people, EMS people, that the suicide rate among homosexuals is when they fish people out of the river, they're bridge jumpers. For some reason, they're bridge jumpers. I don't know what it is, but it would be nice to help save a life, just like a guy, just like one of those 22 GIs that's taking his life tonight. You know, nobody should ever give up. If you're going to give up in the USA, what are you going to do when you have to live in a country where they're hunting you? Somebody commented, the American College of Pediatricians urges educators and legislators to reject all policies that condition children to accept as normal a life of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex. The study also included several irrefutable facts, such as no one is born to choose if they identify with male or female chromosomes, and persons who believe they are something they're biologically not. This is a sign of confused thinking. Rates of suicide skyrocket, shown to be 20 times greater among adults who used cross-sex hormones and underwent gender reassignment surgery. Suicide rates are increasing at such an alarming rate. The renowned experts at Johns Hopkins Hospital have banned all sex change operations at their facilities. Oh, wait till they force them to do it, like they force Catholic hospitals to perform abortions. Yes. Who's dying tomorrow? 4,700 American babies. 22 GIs. Can't we save one? Okay. Now, you want to talk about the economy? Here's an economical tune.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad,
Now it's done. Hey, brother, you ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell. Follow that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare?
Here's a quick snip from Grasstops USA. Obama just threatened to permanently damage the country unless Republicans confirm his radical nominee to the Supreme Court. You know, the judge who silenced the D.C. madam and ordered her records sealed? It's Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. Obama is behaving like a petulant child and is threatening to do permanent damage to the country unless Republicans give in to his demands and confirm his radical liberal nominee, Merrick Garland, to the Supreme Court. The left-wing Politico just reported Obama's been working the phones with nearly two dozen Republican senators. I'd get a list of those two dozen Republican senators, and if Obama thinks they can be compromised, I'd get rid of them all. And is threatening long-term damage to the judiciary. Oh, I thought he might just close the veterans' memorials again. And the little kids visiting the White House. He's a real bully, isn't he? See what happens there, won't we? What else we got? Oh, you want to say goodbye to Miss American Pie?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach slow? Well, I know that you're in
But the man there
said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
I'm expecting Trump to win New York in a landslide. That'll give him all of the election votes that he can get from New York State. And then I expect him, and I wish him good luck in California. So we'll give him a little California traveling song.
When the wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting to fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun gets missed. Don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. And everything a sun-kissed mister, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
That's our show, folks. Have a nice night. Have a good week. God keep you safe.